We obviously, you know, got some issues defensively, special teams, offense. You know, we obviously got some issues all the way around. the good thing about it is, I mean, we're still early in the season. We still have faith in all my guys, the coaches, everybody. You know, we still have a long season to go. And we still got really big games coming up. So, you know, as of today, the game, you know, we obviously got some issues all the way around it. There's no way to cut it. You know, you can't lose two games straight and not have any issues. So we obviously have issues that we need to address, you know, from the top down. And I strongly feel we'll be able to get the stuff fixed.
What do you think the biggest issue is defensively?
We got to create turnovers, man. We got to get turnovers. The problem is a tough, you know, problem to solve. You know, it's so many different, you know, ways to get turnovers, and we're not getting any of them. So we obviously got to get turnovers. We got to create a short field for our offense. And, we got to make plays. We got playmakers all across the field. And we got to be able to make plays on defense to put our offense in better position.
Are you concerned at all about the defense pointing fingers at the offense?
No, we're all pros. We're our brothers in there. It's tough. You know, it's tough when you don't, you know, put up any points. It's tough. You know, it's terrible. You know, as organizationally, when you look at the scoreboard and it's a big goose egg up there, it's terrible. But you know, we're not going to point fingers. You know, we could have bailed him out. We could have got a turnover. You know, Aqib Talib is a pick six machine. I'm a sack machine. Chris Harris. You know, we got guys over there that create the turnovers. We're just not doing it. I figure if we could do that, that'll alleviate some of the tension that we got. Yeah, I mean, it's not always. I mean, it's just because you have a great week of practice, just because you work hard, doesn't mean you're going to get success. That's just how it is in the National Football League, and that's just how it is in life. You know, you got to be able to, you know, fight through the adversity, and you know, better days to come. I strongly feel like better days to come. We got the people in place, you know, to have a great team. You know, to have better days, but you got to keep playing. You know, we've dealt with adversity before, and you know, we're going through a tough stretch of adversity now. I don't know. I line up and play. You know, if I'm sitting there before the down, I think, okay, you know, it is, am I going to get a sack here? You know, if I'm sitting here thinking about how the offense is playing me, you know, it's going to be hard to do what I do. It's going to be hard to do my job. So I don't really worry about that. I don't worry about stats or anything like that. I've said it time and time again. I just want to be dominant, and I just want to be solid. You know, if the ball comes my way, my teammates can count on me to be solid. That way, everybody else around me can make plays. So, you know, the turnovers will come. I know we've been saying it, you know, for 6 weeks now, but you know, the turnovers will come. Just got to keep making plays.
You know, you've only played six games, but does it feel like you've reached a critical juncture given what lies ahead on the schedule in the next few weeks?
100%. I mean, yeah, it's 100%. We're in a really tough spot. We're going against the best team in the National Football League next week. Right after that, we got a tough team. You know, I'm not sure how, you know, 2 weeks down the road, but I know next week we got Kansas City on Monday Night Football, and it's going to be a tough one. They're coming off a loss against a great Oakland Raiders team. My division is tough. I've said that before, but, you know, we're in a tough stretch. You know, we've been here before. It's nothing new. We just got to, you know, keep balling. We got to get out of this funk that we're in and get back to playing Bronco football. I mean, losses always hurt, you know. Losses always hurt. Adversity is always tough. You know, it's tough. I mean, it's adversity, especially in the National Football League, it always feels, you know, the same. It always feels like, you know, it's the end of the world. It always feels like, you know, your back is against the wall and you got to do something right now. And that's okay. You know, we go to work tomorrow, get back in the lab, practice great, and you know our breaks will come. Obviously, like I said before, we got some issues that we need to address on all three phases of the ball, and we'll do that. We got great leadership, and I figure 100% I believe we'll get those issues ironed out.
What does leadership mean now? I mean, it's not the same as making a sack or
on
a touchdown pass, but what does that mean to you right now?
Leadership? Yeah. I mean, I, for one, I got to lead by example. You know, I got to lead by example, and I've been there 7 years. I know exactly how it is. I am. you know, the Broncos standard, and I'm going to uphold that standard no matter what our record is. I'm going to continue to do that, and I'm going to continue to make plays. I'm going to continue to be the Von that I know I can be. And I got to be even better. You know, I can't, you know, stay the same. I got to be even better. I have to make game-changing plays. That's what I do. I'm a turnover machine, and I gotta do it. I got to get going, you know.
All right, thank you, Von.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.